You're listening to The Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1.
Welcome back. I'm your host, Doug Haldeman. You're always welcome to contact me directly by texting or calling on our off-air number at 314-472-DOUG. Again, that's 314-472-DOUG, D-O-U-G, which is 3684. I want to welcome back to the air Tammy Haldeman, my co-host. Welcome
Thanks
back,
for
Tammy.
Having me.
And also want to welcome back Mark Scheller.
Mark Scheller.
I think
from the Irvin team at Global Banker Gundy.
I've heard of them. They're good.
They are good. I think Mark needs, you know, when you go to buy a house and you see that listing that says gorgeous, beautiful home, all these descriptive things. We need something from Mark.
We do.
This descriptive, like...
How about the honey, stop the car rider? The best house ever in the history of real estate is right here. I've seen that sign a few times.
That's great.
Yeah.
Well, and looking at your Facebook posts, you post some pretty unique stuff. I love some of the things you come up with.
Mm-hmm.
They're creative.
So some of that helps. Some of that's just me. Some of that helps with clients, too, because I don't think clients can make good choices when they're under stress.
Right.
And if they're stressing out, and I can see if they're in the car and they're holding on to the doors and
I see the
white knuckles and nobody's smiling and they're on the edge, sometimes couples, believe it or not, couples don't always think exactly the same.
That's weird.
No, so sometimes there's a lot of stress. And when I can go into a house and make fun of the purple carpets, or I can tease about the backyard that falls into the abyss, all of those things really help, because there are a lot of very weak products out there.
It definitely starts to ease the nerves a little bit.
It does. And I always say, you guys, any house needs two yes votes. If the decision maker is a couple, remember the old Siskel and Ebert, for people old enough for that? It needs two thumbs up. Because when I get one up and one down, it just creates stress, and it's a good time to say, next, let's go. Let's go find something with two thumbs up.
Keep on looking.
Yeah.
That's right.
Well, it's such a different mentality between helping somebody list a home and helping somebody buy a home. Mm-hmm. And what's interesting to me is that so many people try to do it all, and a lot of realtors think that the ultimate goal is to be a listing agent. And you, by choice, have chosen to be a buyer's agent. And why is that?
Because with listing agents, I used to help sellers quite a bit, but with listing agents, I considered myself just an average Joe. Okay, whether they chose me or they chose one of 20 different realtors, I didn't think I had anything compelling to offer.
Okay.
Whereas with a buyer, if I'm out in the field with a client, I don't feel like many people understand the homes, the investment, the quality of the home better than I do. And I actually feel when I'm with a buyer and I open my mouth that I might have something interesting to say to protect them. Okay? Which is rare. Realtors don't always have those things.
You're not just talking to talk. You actually might have something that's valuable
and
worthy.
Sometimes, right.
So that speaks to... Why is it that you have something valuable to say? And it's because of this knowledge that you have. And the knowledge you have isn't just from seeing thousands of properties over the years. You have some formal education that helps that knowledge. So what did you go to college for?
Correct. For mechanical engineering, and then I was a structural engineer after that.
So I knew that I loved you for this. I have a mechanical engineering degree also. I graduated from Mizzou, and then you also not only have a bachelor's, but didn't you get a master's?
The master's from RALA, or whatever it's called now.
What is it now? It's the Missouri School
of Science and Technology?
Yeah.
Does that sound right?
Yeah. Interesting. So you basically became, you went from being an engineer and made this transition to real estate. How did that happen?
The computers wouldn't talk to me. So I was at McDonnell Douglas and in a black hole and underground. I had to ask for permission or get searched to go to the bathroom, which was very uncomfortable.
Right.
And so being underground, I tried to speak with the computers, but they wouldn't talk back, at least not then. There was no Siri.
Yeah, now they will talk back to you.
They do, don't they?
She's a little mouthy.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's interesting. I identify with that story because not only do I have a mechanical engineering degree, but I also chose not to work in that field because very similar to why you don't do listings is that I was a good engineer, but I was never going to be the best engineer. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to do something that I could be the best at, not for my own gratification, but I can change the world a lot more with something that is within my genius zone.
There you go.
And you've realized that not only, engineering didn't use your genius zone. You were really technically proficient, but you didn't capitalize on that part of your personality where you needed to deal with people.
Every day.
Every day.
Every hour.
Okay, so let's transition that into real estate. So how do you use that engineering background to represent your buyers better?
So when I enter a home with a client, I think people go out and they look at they look at a lot of homes, and what realtors commonly do is they walk to the front door, they open the front door, they turn on some lights, and if the realtor has nothing else to say after they turn on the lights, I suggest there might be more that the customer deserves, okay? If a realtor is just going to go into a home and they're going to try to talk a person into the house, hey, would your furniture look good in this house? Hey, are these the right colors for you?
Tapping into that emotion.
Absolutely, mm-hmm. You guys. And that's not my style, okay? Because mm-hmm. my style is to try to talk customers out of a house and then
reverse.
Listen to their resolve.
That's a reverse psychology thing.
It is. And sometimes it reverses back to bite me, if you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
But if a customer likes a house visually, then I'm going to I might be in the basement looking at the foundation
right.
and looking at the furnace and the water heater and
right.
all these leaks. I might find mold. I might find termites. I might find structural mm-hmm. problems. But then I circle back with the client and they say, Mark, we're so excited. We really like this house. And I say, good, because here's the five things wrong with it.
Mm-hmm.
And if they still like it after that, then we might have a match.
Wow. Man, I really personally appreciate that. Thank you, Mark. Because, I mean, as a buyer, women especially, I can't speak for all women. I'll just speak for myself. Emotionally, looking at a layout or a kitchen, the kitchen is my thing. Oh, I love this kitchen. I'm not looking at the crack in the wall or the foundation or something like that. And we'll be talking to Steve and Burton today about foundations a little bit, maybe.
And if people can stay yeah. focused on what's important to them in the house,
right.
and if they can remove some of those other worries, it really helps them, you know, stay
yeah.
focused on. Okay, so a home has a lot of features. We look at the brochure. There's mm-hmm. all these features to a home. But a house is not going to attach or connect with a client emotionally until they can turn those features into a benefit. Okay, so a feature might be a gas range. What is the benefit mm-hmm. of that to a client?
Mm-hmm.
If they don't
right.
care, there's no benefit.
What does
right.
it mean?
Okay, an
right.
open floor plan, a flat backyard. There's all these features,
right.
but it has to connect up with a buyer and what their benefits would be to them.
Right, right.
Interesting. Well, so as an engineer, I think you're going to have a mindset, I'm going to guess early in your career, to help on the logistical side of making decisions, of spreadsheeting things out and comparing, because they may go see 30, 40, 50 properties, I'm
you
assuming,
bet.
In some
bet.
Of these situations. But remember in our conversations, you actually over time have gone less toward the logistics, less toward the quantitative side of making decisions, and you've moved away from that.
For sure.
Explain
when
that.
I was 25, I thought all decisions were made with logic, right? That's how engineers think. But over time, I've learned that logic doesn't promote these transactions,
mm-hmm.
okay? What's most important is how people feel about it, okay? So people go out, they make a box, they go out with a certain list of criteria, price range, a school district, a zip code, and then they go out and they see all these homes, and logically those homes fit within what they're looking for. But emotionally, until they connect with that house emotionally, and almost, I don't mean to use a soft word, but until they start to fall in love with the house emotionally,
right.
nothing will happen. Even those among us who are the most logical, until they start to feel that excitement. People
mm-hmm.
have compared it to dating.
Okay.
Until they start feeling that excitement, nothing will happen.
Okay. Well, tell us one crazy story about that emotional decision.
Not even a crazy story about the emotional decision, because what I want to know, because actually I think I want to save some of the emotional side for the next segment, because there's a lot more I want to ask about that. But before we finish this, we have two and a half minutes left.
Okay.
You have to have some situations you've run across that just had your jaw drop. Any recently that have happened?
Yes, I've had quite a year, for goodness sake. In April, I found a dead guy.
Okay.
I tried to put that softer, but I don't know how to put that softer.
You found a dead guy.
11 o'clock in the morning, I walked in on an owner who had passed away. Very, very upsetting, very disappointing. 2 hours later, I was a suspect in the murder investigation, so that's all I was
saying.
And then you guys, you can imagine, so our homes are our own little private spaces of the world. It's where people go to feel safe, okay? And so anything you can imagine people doing privately in their own homes is what sometimes we realtors get exposed to, if you'll pardon the language.
Well,
this is what we get exposed to.
Well,
okay.
I want to know, let's don't gloss over this. Okay, so you, explain the situation. I want to know more about it. You walk in, mm-hmm. and you know, there's a
it's
dead
body.
It's
not quite move-in like, ready.
What has gone on here?
It's not quite move-in ready.
What happened? Correct. What area was this in? Was it a murder, or did they just pass away?
The first one of those two.
Pat. Oh.
Ooh, it okay. was a murder.
It was a murder, yes, and I'm proud to say I did not do it, which is very good. All right. Okay.
Hopefully that's a given.
11:30 in the morning, make the appropriate appointment. The other realtor says I can go. I knock on the front door. I go inside. I hear televisions, and I say, it's Mark the Realtor. It's Mark the Realtor. I'm always saying that, okay? And I don't hear anything. So I ask the clients, hey, you guys, would you stay in the foyer here a minute? $500,000 home. This is not an $84,000 condo or something, okay? And as I walk into the family room, the owner is laying there in a pool of blood.
Oh.
And I discovered it's different in person than it looks on CSI.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Okay, it's very different. So we quickly exited the property and called the police, and within minutes it was a crime scene investigation.
Sure.
Was it a gunshot?
I believe that it was.
Okay. And then all of a sudden the police are going to, you know, they're starting to question you and, you know.
I was the one who discovered it. Yep.
Wow. That's quite a story.
So I got to chronicle where my fingerprints were, on which light switches exactly.
Yeah, which ones did you touch?
Yes.
Wow.
That is amazing. That is amazing. Well, I know you have some more stories, and I want to know more about the emotion and going from the logic side to the emotional side.
Yeah.
So we're going to hear more from Mark Scheller from the Irvin team at Coldwell Banker Gundaker when we return. You're listening to Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1.